if you cut up pieces of apple and stuff and you dry them, you say you're making
dried apples.
The kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast, you call them like planters.
Oh, peanuts, yeah.
You know any other names for them besides peanuts?
Yeah, I've heard them called goobers, okay. I think.
Okay, there's a kind of ice cream that it's got nuts in it, and it's called black
walnut.
Now, walnuts that are on trees, they have a, when it has a hard covering on it?
Shell.
Okay. Now, would that be, would the shell be the what's right around the kernel, or would it, or what about that green covering on the outside? Do you have a distinction between a shell and a hull?
Yeah, there is a distinction, but I don't know.
Okay. It is another kind of a nut, and people make pies with them.
Pecans.
Okay. And then there's another one that there's an extract that comes from it.
This
is a nut.
Mmm.
If the nut itself is flat and porous, it's sort of shaped like an eye, like a human eye, and it's
an extract.
And then there's an extract that comes from it. Well, I just say it, and then you say it the way you say it.
Okay.
You make almond.
Oh, almond, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of fruit that they have so much of in Florida.
Oranges.
Okay. And if you had, if you went to get some oranges out of your refrigerator and there were not any more left, you'd say the oranges are
all gone.
This is going to be different types of vegetables. First of all, just tell me some vegetables that you'd have in a, what you'd have in a vegetable soup.
In a vegetable soup. Peas and carrots and potatoes and celery. Corn.
Now, this is a little red root vegetable that people put in salads. It's red on the outside, white.
Radish.
Okay. And now the thing that that grow on those plants that you have to stake them up.
Tomatoes.
And what about potatoes that have three orangey looking on the inside? They'd be.
Sweet potatoes.
Are they the same thing as yams?
Yams, I think of as being more sweetened up with syrup and molasses and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, the thing that's a vegetable that when you cut it, it makes tears in your eyes.
Onion.
And now there are some kinds of onions that you pull up and eat the whole thing. I mean the tops and all.
You're talking about a green onion?
This is a kind of vegetable that people put in gumbo.
Tomatoes?
Yeah, this is a pronunciation thing, so I just say okra.
Okra, yeah.
And now, if something, like an apple, when it dries, it'll get all...
withered?
Yeah, another word would be, instead of withered and wrinkled, or you might say shriveled.
Shriveled, yeah.
What are some... a leafy vegetable that comes in heads.
Lettuce.
All right. Now, another one that comes in besides lettuce.
Cabbage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might say, if you were looking at some cabbage, you'd say, oh, I really like these. If there were several of them sitting there in the grocery store, you'd say, I like these.
Cabbage.
Mm-hmm. When you wanted to get some beans out of the pod by hand, you'd say you have to.
Shell.
Mm-hmm. Now the large yellowish flat beans that you eat, the